In recent times, Kangaroo Island has been hit with one of the most destructive bushfires the nation has ever seen. However, some artists are using these challenging times to express the forever changing nature of the island in the South Australian Living Artists Festival's How Do We Love Thee? Waves of Change exhibition. The Wire's Imogen Evans checked out the exhibit for herself and spoke with curator Fleur Peters to learn more about the collection of works.
In 2010, two of our artists said, "We think we should transport the art from Kangaroo Island to Adelaide for Sala." And they discovered this beautiful venue in the heartland of the Botanic Gardens. So you walk along these corridors being taken on a tour of Kangaroo Island and then intermittently looking out into this beautiful setting of the gardens. That was 12 years ago and we're still here every August.
So the title of this exhibit asks us, how do you love thee? Let us count the ways, Kangaroo Island's waves of change. Could you talk us through the name and kind of what it's asking us to do?
We've got a beautiful cuttlefish with a carving of a heart inside it. So the artists in 2010, Diana Keir and Janine McIntosh, who conceived the initial idea for the show, Diana was trying to come up with a name. It's based on a well-known poem, How Do We Love Thee? Let Us Count the Ways. And she substituted Kangaroo Island because Kangaroo Island was her heart place and her passion place. So for 11 out of the past 12 years, the exhibition title is How Do We Love Thee? Let Us Count the Ways. The first year was Eucalyptus nerifolia. We've done How Do We Love Thee? Kangaroo Island, Glossy Black Cockatoo. And this year, because of these curious times, and also, of course, because of the bushfires that have had continuing and still have an impact on our artists, we've gone with Waves of Change. And it's resounding and resonating with the audiences both for where their experiences lie at the moment, but also in terms of Kangaroo Island being an island, the waves being constant, the fact that it could be changes of like with our fire fungi up there, the beautiful textiles that have just suddenly emerged after the fire. So that's a new change or a wave of change in that species. We wanted it to be wide enough that artists could actually present back to us what's the waves of change been for them or how have they navigated those waves of change.
Waves of Change allows the artists here to explore the nature of change and their ties to island home. What are some of these changes that artists have experienced in recent times and how are they featured in the works here?
Well, maybe we'll talk about Cecilia Gunnison because I can actually see three groupings of her work at the moment. We've got this one here. Cecilia is an impressionist painter and during the pandemic last year she got out her op shop glasses and she was growing things. So she had little bits of rosemary and they were the subject of her still life. In these ones in front of me we've got the charred she-oak from the bushfires at Stokes Bay and other little offerings that she's found that were burnt that she's then presented in these beautiful little settings, catching all the light and the translucency. But there's a little deep darkness underneath and she calls these memento mori, so that sort of moment in time when something's here and fleeting and then gone. Whereas her other paintings, Oh How Lovely, were the first summer post the fires, so the summer we've just had. And they explore her family and friends swimming and dipping into the rock pools. And she's caught the sunlight and the warmth and the fun that most Australians have during summer when we go to the beach. So it's that contrast, I think.
Why do you believe art is such an effective medium to explore these complex themes such as ties to home and climate change like we're seeing in a lot of these?
Well, I think that it creeps up on you. So if you're already an environmentalist or a conservationist and you have these issues at your heart, you might choose to come to this exhibition knowing that that's our underlying theme every year. But at the same time, I think you'd probably agree, it's a really vivid in some ways audacious presentation in some of the uses of material. And so the messages can be as subtle or as in your face as the audience wants.
That was curator of How Do We Love the Waves of Change, Fleur Peters, speaking with The Wire's Imogen Evans. The exhibit is showing at the National Wine Centre of Australia in the city of Adelaide until Tuesday the 31st of August. Don't miss it out.